Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back. It's Marks and Reese. Top 5 of 5 coming up in a second. 76ers and Hawks tonight, game 4. You have the Phillies on the West Coast taking on the Dodgers. So a lot going on tonight.
And you're not staying up for it. You're not going to...
Well, I forgot that the 76ers will probably be over it. That's a 7:30 game, so game will be over about 9:30, 9:45.
Oh, 10 o'clock easily.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, so probably past 10.
It'll be easy to flip over and watch the first couple innings.
Because the Sixers game probably won't start to 7:45, 7:50.
Yeah, that's what they've been.
Yeah,
stop saying 7:30.
Well, they want you to tune in to the pregame show.
Can we not try to get money? Why has everything got to come down to money all the time? Like, everything comes down to money, you know? Say 7:30.
Yeah, you're working in a business that comes down to money.
Do you know where we work at?
Listen, I know. I get it. There's money in everything, but, you know.
Actually, you know what, Jack? No commercials today. You're right, Jack.
Nobody.
As long as you sponsor it.
You're funny. Phillies are the underdogs tonight. As Spencer Howard's on the mound. If you're looking to put money on them, I'll look at FanDuel here for you, Ike. Plus 144 if you want to bet the Phillies. Minus 172.
What's that over under?
9.5.
Oh, looks like a night for the over.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, Spencer's going 3 innings tonight.
Yeah, it's really is David Hale coming in the fourth? I'll take the over.
They brought up Bailey Falter. I think it's going to be him.
Who?
Nah, don't worry.
He's a left-hander. Like not like
Bailey
super duper.
Falter. You see?
Yeah.
Or Ranger. Ranger's only allowed one run this
Ranger
year.
Ranger has been dynamite, man. Ranger Suarez. He has been great.
I hate this bullpen.
Why?
Because, dude, I mean, these names, man. Come on, man.
But they're bullpen guys.
Coonrod, yeah, Kinsler.
Like, oh, what? Were you mad at Clay Condry in 08? Like, leave these guys alone.
That's what all these guys are, a bunch of Clay Condrys. You're right.
They're a bunch of Clay Condrys and who are some other?
Well, you had Scott Ayer. You had
You haven't even gotten to. They're not at Madsen's level, right?
Toby Borland. No, they're not not Madsen level.
Bridge the Lidge?
No. No, they didn't have a juiced up, what's his name?
Romero.
Yeah.
J.C. Romero.
Gets suspended for doing stuff. All right, back to the phones in a second. We get more into the 76ers as they take on the Hawks tonight, but must be time for the top 5 at 5.
The most anticipated radio segment of the day, top 5 at 5. So Ike and I are on the golf course this weekend with Kevin Franson, and I had to teach him how the game's played a little bit, you know, ball striking my way right around that course. But I decided today, top 5 at 5, worst people on a golf course, because me and Ike did experience a couple of this, and I feel like for most of our listeners out there, they'll be able to relate, okay?
Right,
okay, except me.
So not yet. It's besides you. You might be out on this one. But number 5 is the guy who gives pointers when you're struggling.
Oh, God, I hate that guy.
It's the worst. It's like, I know I'm playing bad, but now I got Dave telling me, hey, you got to keep your hips in. And like, it's like,
You're opening up in the front. That's
yeah,
why it's
shut sucking. Up. Let me please play my round of golf. I know I suck today. All right, that's number 5.
Listen, bro, I didn't want to say it, but. You know, it looks like you're doing this when you swing. Yeah, yeah, it's always one in the group.
Yeah, you're going to get a different kind of swing here soon, Davey. Next one is the guy who looks at his putt from all angles We're not on the PGA Tour, okay? Just go out there, give it a one-look read, and just try to put the ball in the hole. You don't need to walk behind them and then come back. Just try to put the ball in the hole.
It must be great to be so natural at playing golf the way that you are.
Yeah, Jack just gets up there and hits
some
it.
Some of us got to study our putts.
What are you studying for? It's not the SATs.
I got to see if there's a break there, man.
No, that's fine. Like, if you want to look behind your ball, that's fine. I'm talking about the guy that has to walk around the hole to the other side to make sure he's reading the freaking.
The Tiger thing. It's like, come on. Walk all the way around, yeah.
It's a joke.
The over-reading of the green.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we're just having fun here at 8 a.m. on a Saturday. Like, what are you doing?
Ike's half drunk on White Claws. It's the 11th hole. Come on.
Number three, and this is a personal one for me. I don't know if many people feel this. But it's like 85 degrees out. We're playing at a public course, and the guy's wearing pants. Again, like just wear golf shorts. If you think you're on the PGA Tour, then maybe you can wear pants. But we're just having fun. You don't need to wear pants and look like a douche.
Yeah, we did see one or two of them out there with pants.
Yeah, it's like, come on, we're playing a public golf course.
Yeah.
This isn't the PGA Tour.
Now, if it was in the fall or early spring.
Right, if it's cold.
Yeah, and it's chilly outside.
But when it's hot as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know it's going to be 80 degrees.
No, you're just trying to put on a show. Again, you're making it about you if you're wearing pants.
So, Jack, is there a threshold for the temperature? If it's over 80, you're not allowed to wear pants?
I would say 55 and under.
Yes, I would, too.
No,
yes.
As far as the temperature.
Yeah, 55 degrees
said
and under.
55 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more of an out there in shorts. And
well, I think if it's 60 degrees and overcast, you can wear pants.
Nah, not really.
It's when it's 80, you can't be wearing pants.
And it was close to 80 on Saturday.
That's true.
Number two is the guy who tells you about how, like, they're round. Like, he's, like, telling you about, like, oh, I just hit a good draw there or a good, like, I don't care. Like, I'm just trying to play my round of golf. I don't need to hear about your round of golf. We're all watching it at the same time.
It's like somebody else's fantasy football
team.
It's
exactly like that guy that tells you about their fantasy team. I don't care.
Right.
Telling you about his round.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always that guy in the group, too. Yeah, or it comes up behind you in another group. Or
they're playing bad and they're telling you about how they played last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I was playing well earlier this week. Don't know what happened today. It's like, well, I don't believe you, first of all, and second, I don't care.
I used to get that. Back when playing poker was a big thing and I'd get together with this group of people playing poker, there was always one or two guys that would be telling you about this, you know, something that happened at the casino a couple weeks before.
I can't wait to hear number one, because of the four you've named, I think you're talking about me on three of these.
No, this is not about you at all. It's because this one happened to us.
I didn't have pants on.
No, you had shorts on.
I had shorts on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to flaunt those calves. But number one, and this happened directly to Ike and I feel bad, you know, having to do this, but the slow group that's in front of you. I mean, like, these guys were on hole, like, 14 when Ike and I teed off on one.
And
we caught up to them. And it's like, I mean, they're probably playing for money. They're analyzing all these putts. But we got a day to do. Like, the slow group, they're looking for all their balls. There is nothing worse than getting stuck behind the slow group on a golf course.
And there's no doubt that group was up there reading the putt 20 times.
Yeah. And, like, they're spending the full 5 minutes looking for their ball, all that.
So what about finishing out the putt? We do.
Oh, we're gimmies.
Gimmies. We do gimmies. But some people don't like to do gimmies.
Some people don't. And I was going to put on there the guy that gives himself way too many putts. Like, it's 2 feet away. He's like, yeah, I got that's a gimme. That guy is the worst as well.
All right, so these are the top five complaints while golfing?
Yeah, like the worst people on a golf course.
That's pretty good.
There you go, Jack.
Because they're all true.
Like, there you go, Jack Fritz.
They all happen out there on the golf course. And anybody just listening to us that plays, they
know it.
Yeah, all these things happen out there on the course.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many? And you said you commit three of those?
Well, yeah.
The overreading of the green?
Yeah, you know, listen, especially when I'm getting whacked by them. You know what I mean?
I need this putt to go in.
Yes, I need this putt to go in. You know? Now, I will say this. I don't mind the 2-foot gimmies.
We'll take those any day of the week, that's for sure.
So, Jack and Ike and Kevin Franzen golfed on Sunday, and Jack, you won it with an 89?
Yeah, Kevin, I think, stopped keeping score. He was having a tough day.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he stopped giving me a score.
Yeah, he did. around hole 11, he's like, don't worry about it.
Well, that's disappointing.
I know, because the swing's good. Like,
the expectation was that, because Ike was even like, man, all baseball players are good golfers.
Yes. I expected to be the worst of the trio.
Well, and Kevin started doing he literally would start letting go of the club like he was hitting the ball 400 feet.
So what happened with him? He just buckled under pressure?
Well, I think he saw two alphas out there and was like, you know, I just got to make sure I live up to the hype. And we know Franzen can't handle pressure.
Yeah. And thankfully, it only took me 7 holes to get going.
That's right. Well, I mean, once I found it, he found it.
Should have been at the range early there.
Yeah, I should have.
Guided door and window. Buy any door or window, get the second at 50% off, plus interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com.
Rough on friends in there, man.
No, I know. Because he risks me all the time, so I can get him back a little bit.
Well, I mean,
he's talking about how far he drives his ball and stuff. It's like, well, why don't you keep it straight then?
Oh, is that what it is? He drives it 300 yards in the woods?
He was playing military golf. Left, right, all over the course.
I'm staying out of this.
Left, right.
Because I was with him on a few of those holes playing left and right.
Yeah, not everybody's as good as Jack. All right, back to the phones. The Benablers are out, Ike.
Yes.
And they're out in full steam. Let's go to Gus in Allentown. Hi, Gus.
Yeah, listen, Ben Simmons is the quarterback of this team on offense, and he's the free safety on defense. When they lose, he should be criticized. When they win, he should not be unduly criticized.
That's fair. I actually agree with that.
Let me ask you a question. You just said he's the quarterback. When a team wins a game but a quarterback doesn't play well, is he get criticized?
Rarely.
Oh, bull.
Rarely.
Rarely. But first of all, give you the second game. All I hear is he only scored 4 points. Yeah, but they won by 16. They scored 120. Mm-hmm. That's all this. That's the important number. Important number is the 120, not how many he scores. He's responsible for how many points his team on offense scores, largely. He has something to do, directly or indirectly, with the point total of his team because he's the quarterback of the team on offense. Mm-hmm. He's responsible for turnovers. He's responsible for the maintenance.
But no one's saying that he's not a good player. And I hear you when you say hang on. The criticism's real and it's there. Right? Like, there's no doubt about that. He gets criticized. But to say that he's the quarterback, but then not to at least acknowledge that quarterback play matters. If you win games, but you play crappy, we talk about you playing crappy. It's the same thing with Ben Simmons. That's a reality.
You win. I want to say something about, peripheral defense, peripheral whatever it was.
Yes.
Outside defense. Mm-hmm. Perimeter defense. I think right now I give the slight edge to perimeter defense. The over rim protection. The Sixers play the Nets. Their perimeter defense has to be really good, really, or they don't. And the thing that distinguishes this team.
Why does it have to be? Hold on, real quick. Why does it have to be really good? Because Atlanta has one player that can actually create his own shot.
Because he dictates the whole game. That's what the Knicks didn't do. The Knicks did not disrupt Trae Young.
And they also couldn't score.
He was dominating those games.
Listen, here's what I'm trying to tell you, Gus. A, it's hard to be a lockdown perimeter defender in this league, in a league where if you touch a guy, he's headed to the free throw line, in a league where there aren't any big men and they want to spread the floor. So it's actually difficult to be a perimeter defender. And when I say that, I mean by actually stopping someone. So it's actually more important that you don't allow people to score at the basket. It's more important.
I don't agree with that. I think it's
the analytics say that, and so do the NBA voters.
Okay, can I get my point across? It's a three-point shooting league, Ike.
Yes.
And what's distinctive about this team, what's unique, what makes them one of the best defensive teams I've ever seen, is how disruptive they are in the backcourt. Steals, deflections, Matisse, Simmons. Simmons changed mm-hmm. this series in the second game when he put a crimp in Trae Young's, Skywalk.
Okay, agreed.
I beg to differ. I think the series changed when Shake Milton came in and gave us the spark we needed in game two. That's not to say Ben Simmons' defense on Trae Young wasn't important, but while he was locking down Trae Young, the game was still tight.
Shake came in and started shooting 30-footers.
Atlanta took the lead late in the third quarter.
So what was it? Was it the end of the third where he made the
yes.
he made the long three?
Yes.
That was the turning point
yes.
of the game.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you're gonna compare Ben to being the quarterback of the team, I remember Carson Wentz the game against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz didn't play well at all.
This past year.
The Ben DiNucci game.
Yeah.
They won the game. And what were we talking about after the game?
Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Not that we won the game, and let's concentrate on the win. We talked about Carson Wentz.
Right.
So when Ben Simmons isn't playing well, or we look at the bigger picture and say, like, okay, can we win if Ben Simmons is playing like this? I mean, that's all it comes down to. Like, I'm not trying to make this about Ben Simmons.
No, today is people being sensitive about Ben as usual. It's like you can't even discuss the guy unless you're praising him. You can't discuss him in a fair and rational manner like you do every other star in town who gets discussed, right? You can't discuss him in a fair way without somebody saying you're being a hater.
Yeah.
So unless you're praising him, you're a Ben hater. No, yeah. It's us discussing this team and their potential to be a championship team and winning the title. So if we say, okay, what could you foresee them foresee being the reason as to why they may not win the title? Well, you don't know where you're going to get out of Ben every night. You know, sometimes he wants to be aggressive on the offensive end of the court. Sometimes he doesn't. I mean, Doc Rivers said it himself. Can I hear that cut again, Jack? I mean, this is the coach speaking
after the game.
Yeah,
yes.
After the game Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just thought he'd pass up too many opportunities in the fast break at the post, and so we told him we're going to come out and feature him on the post and be aggressive with the pass first. I always think when you start him out passing on the post, then he gets aggressive in the game, and he was great for us. It's exactly what we need with his pace and power. It was great.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with what Doc said right there. We needed him to be more aggressive down there.
Perfectly fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And by the way, they did.
Yes.
And he was great. And he was good doing it.
It's what turned the game in the third quarter.
Yep.
It's when the Sixers started really just blowing the Hawks away. And by the time they got to the fourth quarter, it was a 20-point lead.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, like, I guess I just don't get it has to be one, like, it has to be portrayed as being one way or another, right? Like, you can be. Listen, Ben Simmons is an important part of this team.
Yes.
Ben Simmons is a very good defender.
They're not winning a title without Ben Simmons.
No, they're not. No, not unless they're replacing him with somebody that's a great player or a good player.
Mm-hmm.
We need more from Ben Simmons. You can't say that about Joel Embiid. Do you need more from Joel Embiid? Dude's practically dragging this team right now. Tobias Harris is meeting or mm-hmm. exceeding expectations. Mm-hmm. Come on, Ben. Let's go to Len. Len in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Hi, Len.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What is up?
What's up, man?
What's up? It's my favorite topic, man, because I love to go at these enablers, boy. It's like, he's a max player. We all know he's a great defender. I'm totally confident in this series because I know he's going to shut down Trae Young because of his size and his athleticism. But for people to not watch that game, because you had guys tweeting at halftime, he's doing great, he's this, he's that. You must be watching a different game. Hubie Brown even admitted it. And then you hear the stories after the game about, Doc Rivers, they tell him he's being too passive. Mm-hmm. Embiid got on him. What are these enablers watching where they're okay with seeing? Because I'm not impressed by a guy who runs up the court, passes it, and then hides, and you don't see him touch the ball for like four and five times down the court. That's all he's doing. That's all he did in the first half, in that last game.
Yeah.
That's not impressive to me.
And this is how it had to be painfully obvious to the coaches because they never say anything about it.
Right.
So it must have been obvious to them.
Exactly. Because they really, look, this is not regular season. This is the playoffs.
Yep.
You did that during the regular season. That's fine. But this is the playoffs. It's win or go home.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to be aggressive the entire time. I even hear people try to compare, he's better than Giannis. Neither one of them can shoot. But the one thing you never ever ask yourself when Giannis is playing is, where's Giannis? He's engaged that entire game.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't be shooting the threes, but he's giving you aggressiveness. And that's all I ask of Ben. Be aggressive the entire game. You're supposed to carry this team. I mean, obviously, we haven't been, to me, the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But just you and him, you guys carry the team. You can get your layups. You can still pass the ball. But you got to be the one to carry the team. You can't just go along for the ride. No, you're a max player.
Yeah.
They didn't pay you max just to play defense. There's two sides of the court.
Yeah,
so,
and he has a size advantage on a lot of people that are guarding him because he's a backcourt player.
Yes, yes. That's all we ask. Dude, you're 6'10". You can run like a deer. That's why I thought I had LeBron light when you got drafted. Because
sure.
Transcendent passage, size, speed. I figured you were born on a basketball court, so yeah, you'll want to shoot. You'll learn how to shoot. Obviously, that's asking too much, but that's another story for another day. Just be aggressive. That's all we ask for.
Yeah.
And we can take it. We can take this chip.
They can win it. If they can get aggressive, and appreciate the call, Len. If they can get aggressive, Ben, they can win this thing.
Yeah.
But we would be kicking ourselves in the butt if we get to the finals, right, and Ben pulls one of these, I'm just going to be on the defensive end side of things. And they don't win. Right? Like that. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but while we're discussing the team moving forward, these are things that we're doing. If we were discussing the Eagles and they were headed to the playoffs, we would say, well, such and such needs to play like this in order for them to have a deep run in the playoffs. Well, he's going to have to pick this up, right? He's going to have to give me more than just two catches for 30 yards. I'm going to need him to put together six catches for 90 yards and a touch. That's what we do when we discuss the team.
Big-time draft picks who get paid big-time money get analyzed more than a Matisse Thybulle or a Maxey or a Korkmaz.
Yes,
we focus on it. 215-592-9494.
We're not going into a playoff game saying Greg Ward better lead us in receiving.
No, you're in trouble if you're doing
that. Yes, exactly.
Which they did in 2019. How did it go wrong last year, Ike? 215-592-9494. Your calls on the 76ers and your expectations. Mark Sarice text line coming up next as well. Inge is coming up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.